Shannon, the day for Sunday's bill, we're delighted to have with us Shannon Giannotti. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Is this? Yeah. Am I not?
Yeah.
You love them. I guess the best way, because we're sharing like a, is to have you.
I thought you were going to have to leave your mic.
They have this commercial. Drop the mic. Drop the mic for Shannon. Well, Shannon is, we are so delighted to have you here from Dallas Theological Seminary. And of course, we want to know a little bit more about you. I know you were here last week and you did talk to some of the folks. But we're doing the interview here. Can we wait for questions until later?
Cool.
We do that.
Okay, cool.
And I wanted to do an interview and center the questions and then forgot to bring them. So the questions are on your phone, thankfully. So without further ado, I guess we can just tell us a little bit more about Shannon and
speak into the mic.
Yeah, so I am a student at Dallas Theological Seminary. I'm in my last year there. I am Canadian and American. I was born in Dallas when my dad was in school to become a pastor, but I don't remember anything about it. Before I turned one, we moved up to Canada, and that's where I went to elementary school, and then my parents helped start a church in New York, not the city, everyone thinks of the city, but there's a lot of New York that isn't part of New York City,
right.
And that's where I spent most of my high school and after. I became a nurse and then a nurse practitioner, and so I still do that 3 days a week. I work in Lancaster, and so I did that for about 3 years, and I always, growing up, thought I would be a missionary. That seemed really exciting to me. I liked to travel and eat foreign food, and so I thought it would be real exciting to be a missionary. And after college, before I became a nurse, I went to South Korea for a year and worked in a school. And when I was there, I realized that being a missionary is actually a lot harder than I thought. And it felt like the Lord said, you need to go back to America and learn to love Americans before you think about having you go overseas and learn to love other people for it to be harder.
Yep.
So since then, I feel like the Lord has not called me to be a missionary. And so it was just kind of on pause. So I became a nurse. And in that, the Lord really moved me to just to be faithful in a job when I didn't even want to do it, to care for people who sometimes weren't thankful or, you know, when it was hard. And then when I became a nurse practitioner, I did that for 3 years and had the chance to go on a little mission trip to Jordan, which is next to Israel. And so I thought, oh, this is it. God is saying that I can be a missionary. This will be great. But I went on that trip and felt very strongly like he wasn't calling me there. So I came back to America very confused and said, well, what? I want to be a missionary, but you're not sending me. What should I do?
Work with me, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in that time, I had been all along part of a church and had been meeting with some high school girls and had started writing Bible studies for them. And so when I came back from Jordan, a series of events came to the place of thinking, well, I'm not married. I have some flexibility in my schedule. I've been writing Bible studies, and I would like to learn about the Bible more. Since I'm teaching other people about God, it seems kind of important that I know what I'm teaching them. So I had the chance to come to seminary here, and I chose Dallas because it's a school where they make you study the whole Bible from front to back, not just bits and parts, and so I wanted that. And it's also a school where they have classes on writing and art, which many Bible schools don't.
Right.
So that's how I ended up here.
Yay! Wow! You did the whole interview without me even having to ask. Well, that I'm just going to send the questions in the future. I guess I'm always curious about how you felt the calling. You've been giving us a lot of information, but
when did you accept a Lord? I guess she sort of grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never a point at which you remember accepting the Lord as your Savior. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember the first time I asked Jesus into my heart, but I do remember the second time I was praying at bedtime. I was really young, probably 5, and I was praying out loud and asked Jesus to come into my heart because I had sinned during the day and I wanted him to forgive my sins. And I remember my parents explaining to me, hey, you asked Jesus into your heart yesterday, and when you trust in Jesus, he's there for good, and when you forgive your sin, you might sin again tomorrow or next year, but he didn't leave your heart because you sinned. You just need to ask for forgiveness. So that's actually what I remember.
Ah, that's really awesome.
Sorry, wait a minute. We're praying for another mic. Maybe one where we won't have to share a little nub. But I'm very impressed with, Shannon is part of a program that just started after I graduated. Am I a little jealous, maybe just a little jealous. It's Media Arts Ministry. But I went through MAC, it was Christian Ed, which was the closest thing to me being a marketing person. But tell us a little bit more about that particular ministry, because Shannon has an awesome blog. And talk a little bit more about that blog, because I think that is just the way I see you working through a lot of issues. And that is just so important, because I don't think we really stop long enough sometimes to consider and think through things. I'm always thinking people ought to think through things, and obviously you do.
Yeah, so when I came to Dallas, it was to study the Bible and to learn how to write better. What I didn't know is that God wanted to add something else to how I think. I had, in writing and doing Bible studies, had just been very focused on like questions and answers and things that were very clear and straightforward. And I was somebody who never really had time for art. It was like, we just need to know the truth, like the true sentences and the true facts. And so since coming to seminary, God's shown me that truth is the center and it's important, but oftentimes, sometimes Christians talk about, I know something in my head, but it's not gotten down to my heart. And sometimes art, whether it's music or a story, or a beautiful painting, or maybe even like a sunset, can make something real in our hearts and connect with us emotionally in a way that just reading something in our heads can't. So growing up, going to church every week, a couple times on Sunday, on Wednesday, I mean, my parents were always at church and I was always there too. I learned a lot of facts in my head, but they didn't always make it down to my heart because I got used to them. I memorized so many verses. And so coming to seminary has helped me see that I had a lot of, I could write Bible studies, but maybe I can help people encounter Jesus even better if I can add or bring art or stories into that. So that's something I didn't know that I would get.
And that what awesome timing.
What awesome timing to have a decree that had really not existed 10 years ago, because it'll be 10 years already that I graduated in June, which is like, that's crazy talk. But his timing being perfect, I can see that he's really working with you and through you. And we just are delighted to have you here. I won't take an hour like we did with the, I did my interview.
Mm-hmm.
It was an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, Steph, why did we like you? Cut it short. Anyway, we're not going to go long today. But I simply just want to open up this opportunity for you here, because we can talk a little bit more about disability ministry, and I have a blog for what it's worth. But I think that the Lord does allow us to work through these particular ministry opportunities that he's given us and set before us, and we just pray that the Lord continues to send people to go there. How long have we been here? Did you get a chance to tell the whole history of Barnes Pastor?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you get a chance to tell Shannon the whole history?
Yeah, we went, before the victory march, we kind of,
okay.
We kind of did the story. I made it a little shorter, but yeah, she's aware of what we're doing here and how long we've been doing it.
Oh, for over a half century.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. And I just think that there's just, there's an urgency in the fact that having been in ministry this long, what does the future hold? And I think, and I have seen a lot of ministries, but this one is very unique. I'm biased, I agree, but I really want to see the Lord use Barnabas Baptist Temple to just shine a light on an area of ministry that's really not discussed. It's really not taken seriously. So we're delighted to have you on board. You're going to be writing about us, I hope, in the future. So let's see, Pastor, would you, and you might have done this already last week, I'm sorry I wasn't here. I wanted to do like we did with Stephanie. We were able to pray. We were able to pray over her internship here.
Absolutely.
Do you want to do that?
Sure.
I'll drop the mic.
Now I can't see. We'll take off the mic.
Did they talk much about disability ministries at the seminary?
A little bit. Some, so there's one professor who, Dr. Waters, yes. Will bring it up in each of his classes, and then one of the media arts professors did. One of my professors in the arts program did his thesis on Flannery O'Connor, who is a Catholic writer, a woman of faith who had lupus. And so he's very, and his dad suffered a traumatic brain injury when he was 12. So he's bringing a lot of conversation in as well.
Good. Larry, you want to come with me and we'll pray over Shannon and we want to bless her ministry, whatever. I mean, you have this ministry of being a nurse, which is something God calls people to do. You have this ministry of, did your dad go to Dallas Theological
yeah.
Seminary? What does he do now?
He now trains pastors and elders sort of over the internet, so people in other countries who can't come to seminary could get some training.
Is he still in this area? Or?
No, they're in New York.
New York,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I will just kind of hold hands, and I want y'all to kind of agree with us as we pray. And Larry, if you'll lead us off, and then I'll end the prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful things that you are beginning to do. For the new life that you are breathing into this ministry, because I do believe that it is something that you want to showcase, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. You said that to Paul, and we want to live that out and be that example that says we are this is what it looks like. So thank you for Shannon being here with us. We pray that this time that she spends with us is a blessing to her. It expands her understanding of this facet of ministry. And we pray blessings on her as she proceeds to fulfill the calling that you have given her. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we just are so grateful for the chance to meet young men and young women from the seminary who come into this program. Father, they just bring so much insight and so much enthusiasm. And Father, we thank you for Craig and Stephanie. Now, Father, we thank you for Shannon, for what she's going to be able to bring to us. And Father, in the Bible you say, when you've done it unto the least of these, Father, and the world looks at us as the least, but you don't see us as the least, Father. You see us as precious. And Father, I just pray that when Shannon leaves this place, Father, that she'll have a new understanding, a new love, a new desire to help people, Father, regardless of their situation. Father, she's in the medical field, Father. She has seen stuff that we have never seen, Father, and she has done things that we will never get to do. But Father, we just pray right now that whatever it is she goes and does, Father, that you will be with her and you will bless her, Father. Father, we just ask the Holy Spirit to fill her and give her this enthusiasm for getting through this seminary. Father, she is about to be finished with that, and then she's going to make choices. Father, I bless her marriage, Father, or her fiance, Father. I just pray that things will just be just as you plan it to be. Father, I thank you for family and friends and church members who want to support a church. Father, there are people all over this city that support your ministry. And Father, we thank you for that. And we especially thank you for this ministry. Father, bless Shannon as she goes through her day-to-day studying. And Father, just be with her. Bless her. I speak blessings. I speak knowledge. I speak wisdom. I speak the Spirit to accomplish great things in your name. Father, show her what it is you want her to do. And Father, may she obey you. Father, that's the prayer we want for all of us, to find out what you have for us, Father, and we be obedient in that. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.